You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In order to understand how the justice system may be impacted this election, I spoke with the director of Just Speak, Dr. Katie Bruce, about the different political parties. I asked her to explain what she believes the major issues are that should be targeted this election.
I think elections can often be like a scramble for the law and order vote. And I think that an over-focus on criminal justice is actually really detrimental when the biggest impacts that we can have on our social harm in our communities are actually policies outside of criminal justice. So what we'd really like to see are policies that empower communities and invest in communities to reduce social harm, like things around mental health and housing and fully funding community services, that sort of thing. We'd also love to see commitments to reduce the record prison population, given, you know, we really are in a crisis in that area, and all that we're doing is perpetuating further social harm and not really achieving what we're setting out to at all. Prison just doesn't work. Another really important thing for us is to reduce the targeted criminalisation of Māori. So this is investing in Māori-led kaupapa Māori initiatives in communities, setting a target to reduce the rate of Māori over-imprisonment, and supporting the development of community-based habilitation centres that, you know, some iwi are already looking at.
So you said there's a bit of a crisis. Could you go into further detail on that?
Yeah, sure. So over the last, you know, without getting boring, over the last 30 years, we've seen a really big decrease in the levels of crime rates in our communities. But at the same time, and especially recently, we've seen a huge increase in our prison population. And we are really high internationally. We lock up a huge number of people for our population, particularly Māori. And what that means is that we're basically hiding away our social problems behind locked doors and forgetting about those people in there. Whereas when you look at who we're actually locking up, for our women, around 97% of them have experienced abuse in the past. If you're a young person under 20 in prison, then there's an 83% chance that you've been in state care previously. So these are often people that we have failed. So just locking up more people, as the government want to do with their new billion-dollar prison, you know, should be a shame for all of us.
So what political parties do you think are best targeting the issues of mental health, as you stated, and social supporting communities?
So we've been looking in depth at all of the political parties' policies, because on Monday we'll be launching our election scorecard, scoring all of the different political parties on their criminal justice policies. And so everyone can watch out for that on our Facebook and on our website. I think, you know, I don't think there are any huge surprises for people. I think, so in terms of who's really wanting to empower communities and invest earlier on to reduce crime in our communities, the Greens have got some really interesting policies around this. So supporting harm minimisation in relation to a health approach to drugs. You know, housing. So all of those, there are quite a few parties obviously talking about housing. The Māori Party, Labour are talking a lot about housing. New Zealand First are also talking a lot about housing. So those are some of the looking outside of our justice system and really investing is what we'd like to see. TOPS policy of the unconditional basic income for young people is another way of looking at, well, how might we give young people opportunities and take a more of a positive approach, which might, you know, help to build better communities and thriving young people. So those are the sorts of policies that we're looking at that look quite interesting if we want to reduce social harm in our community.
Do you think this issue of targeting Maoris is a young person's issue?
Young people often find themselves targeted by criminal justice policies. You only have to look back as far as 2 weeks ago when National announced their boot camp policy to see, you know, the dangers of what might happen to our young people if we take an anti-evidence and anti-young people approach in criminal justice. And I think we see already that Māori young people in particular, there were 71% of our young people admitted to youth justice residences last fiscal year were Māori. That's just completely unacceptable. So for our young people, the consequences that for, you know, for our votes, the consequences that our policies and our legislation have, they have on young people in criminal justice.
So a focus on rehabilitation is something I've noticed in your press releases.
Yes.
How do you think government could go about supporting that?
Yeah, so rehabilitation, first of all, I'd like to see a reduction in our prison population so that we don't have so many damaged people damaged by prison to rehabilitate in the first place. But then it's really important to support people after prison, and the government are starting to cotton onto this. They've got stuff that they've announced, that National have announced in their budget, to increase funding for rehabilitation and some specific housing for people, only a small number, but some housing for people once they leave prison, which is great. We're still waiting on the specific details of Labour's policies, so I'd like to see what's going to come out there. And in terms of other parties, I'm just having a think. So, yeah, I mean, so with rehabilitation, people talk about it a lot, but I think that there's very little understanding from the politicians about what actually works. And really what we know in the sector is that it's a long term, you know, people who are in it for the long haul and wraparound services, and putting people, you know, in touch with their whānau and finding those supports in their own communities, that really helps. Rehabilitation is not a quick fix.
So that's all the questions I have. Do you have any further comments you want to make?
Yeah, just that I would say, I think, so criminal justice is one of those issues where perhaps parties' true colours come out in an election and who they're perhaps trying to appeal to. Take a look at the specific policies. Take a look at our scorecard that comes out next week. There are some really worrying things in some of the parties' policies. You can look at, you know, ACT want to expand the three strikes law to include burglary, which would massively increase our prison population and our cost around that in the long term. National obviously are talking about youth boot camps, which has already received lots of media attention. And so what I'd really like to see is parties being bold, and they all know what is currently not working. They know what would work, and they just need to be bold enough to say it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.